Today, we are going to talk about influencing time within the quantum evolution cycle. Time is perception-based. It's not the way that a lot of times we think about it that's very mechanical or literal, and time is always associated with things like clocks and numbers, when time is actually a fluid energy type of a thing, and how we perceive that energy changes what this time experience is like for us, okay? And if you fall in love with time, it will respond better. So in this whole bundle, we're going to look deep into the loving energy in connection with time and what that actually means in order for you to be able to influence time. You know, how often did you say like, oh, I wish I could make this, you know, happen my way or go faster or why can't I create it or whatever else? Well, we always have this really unusual relationship with time, but if you notice, like in your life, it fluctuated, right? It's never like the same relationship with time from the moment you're born until the moment you die. There's different periods, and sometimes it's even literally within a day you can have a different perception in time than the next day or the previous day. So that's what we are looking at today. So why does the flight from, let's say, New York to LA across the United States feel very long and it feels like dreadful? Or why does it feel like it just flew by? It was amazing. It's like I didn't even notice. Something happened within you that made that experience change, right? So it might look like it's about the emotion, about the feeling that you're having. Like, you know, if you think about the answer here, it might be like, well, because I really liked the person I was sitting next to when we were talking, or because I, you know, fell asleep so I didn't notice, or because I really enjoyed the movie I was watching, or the seat was highly uncomfortable and I really didn't like the person I was sitting next to, and so on. That's like emotion that you're feeling. But there is a deeper layer underneath emotion, and that is about meaning. So you will feel the time slow or speed up depending on the meaning that you give the event. Okay? So think about the energetics of meaning. We are the conscious beings here. We're the ones who give meaning to things. You know, this is like we name things and we say, oh, this means that, this means that. And it means different things to different people. It can even mean different things to you. The same thing could mean one thing or another thing, depending on other circumstances or where you are in your life and so on. Something might have been super important, now it's not so much. Something might have been very painful and now you don't even care about it. So the meaning you give to things influences your perception of time. And through that influences time itself. So what meaning do you give time? Just think about time in itself. What meaning do you give time? Is it positive? Like there's enough of time. There's more than enough of time. There's always enough time. Time is supporting me. It feels really good. I always have this spaciousness of time. Spacious in itself, right? Like there's enough room for you in the time that you have. It feels like eternity, like it just, you know, cycles of time, it just keeps going. That's all abundance-based perception of time. Or you might have occasionally the other side of it, right? The other side might look like, oh, there's not enough time, there's never enough time, I wish I can clone myself to do all the things I need to do, or how will it ever get done because there's not enough time. Time might seem like an enemy, you know? Especially if you want to have something happen and there's a specific time when it's supposed to, kind of like the watched pot never boils. So you're like waiting for something to occur and you know it will happen in 2 months, let's say, but it feels forever and you're struggling with that. So that's the time as an enemy. Or people who are terrified of aging. To them, time might seem like an enemy too, because they notice every wrinkle and every little thing, and then they use that against themselves, okay? Another negative view with time could be time is money. So then the person gets really tight with what they focus on and not letting the spaciousness in because they focused on having to make money and money scarcity based in this case, right? So then the whole perception of time becomes very limited and rigid. It also could be trapping. If you ever had that experience when it feels like time is a trap. So all those things are in the scarcity perception of time. So human beings have two extremes. On one side, time is flying too fast and they cannot seem to, grasp, connect. It just goes so fast. Or the other extreme, when time is moving so slow and they want to speed things up and make something happen. So notice which of the two categories, of the two extremes, you habitually fall into. I mean, we all have both sides anyway. But what is your habitual perception? Especially in the quantum evolution cycle, like we were looking at the different phases. So if you think about the phase of disruption, the void phase, the expansion phase, do you perceive time differently? Is in one of those phases, let's say time perception for you is more an abundance, and in another one, time is more of an enemy and it becomes a scarcity based? This is a very good thing internally to examine because it helps you understand where you need to correct your relationship with time. Okay, so let's look at those two prevalent perceptions of time, issues and the solutions to those issues. So the number one extreme is time is flying too fast. All right, so this is why people keep trying to live forever. You know, this everything like we have books, we have technologies, we have sciences that are working on this to try to prolong life, to try to somehow take consciousness and stick it into something else just so the person doesn't die. All that fear of death, really, it's this experience of time that's incorrect, feeling that scarcity-based time is flying too fast. They don't have enough of it. Okay. It's also why people want to die young. So, the whole rock and roll thing. Have a great life and enjoy, and it's fast and time's flying fast, but it's good, and then you die. So they are afraid of death, but their solution is not to prolong life, but to just like avoid death altogether by the old age by dying young. So those two extremes are the same really thing, just two opposite sides of the same coin. Okay? If you give a meaning to the time perception as it's enjoying enjoyment, it's joyful, it's fun, it feels pleasureful, it feels very yummy, there's exhilaration, I like it, I feel excited. All those things make time go faster. So that's kind of a good thing to understand that if you're an extreme, the time is going too fast, that's a scarcity based because now you're grasping to slow things down. Because you're feeling out of control. But if, on another hand, you want a harmonious relationship with time, then when you're creating space for things by enjoying them, by feeling pleasure, by feeling this exhilaration and excitement, then you actually make the time movement within your own perception and your timeline go faster. If you want to slow things down, like if you start to notice, like, whoa, I'm not in control, it's too many things happening, I can't process it, I'm getting overwhelmed. Overwhelm is the sign of time is flying too fast for your perception. So if that happens, then you need to ground and tune into the moment you're in, as if this moment is all that there is. If you do that, it brings you right into the perception of time now. And because you're kind of like stepping out of linear time into this moment, it expands the moment, but in doing so, it also kind of puts on brakes of your perception of the linear time. Now, linear time is still there, it still goes at whatever speed it goes, but remember, the speed is perceptional. So in this case, you will actually feel like you are kind of slowing down time a little bit. That is a way better solution to the overwhelm than let me speed up and try to do all the things and then spin yourself around and start to feel frazzled and probably burn out eventually if you keep going like this long term. So being able to go into each moment allows the speed of time to match your processing capacity because we always get input of data, right? Stuff is always happening in the universe and all of that is coming onto your energy field. And then your energy field needs to process it all to digest and then make sense of. So now you are learning something through the experience and are able to respond. So if what's coming in is faster than your processing capacity, you will feel like overwhelmed or too much is happening and kind of frazzled and scared, out of control. If you then go into the current moment, it seems counterintuitive because then stuff is coming, so how am I actually helping myself if I'm, instead of doing my to-do list, I'm like sitting here in the moment. But actually, if you do that, that will help your processing capacity, which means then you move on to, let's say, the next thing that has to be dealt with. So you do that, or you process that, or you think about it, or you feel whatever this big emotion maybe that you are feeling. And as you do that, you come into the moment with that, and the next moment again with that. So you ground into each one of them. Then the same amount of stuff gets done, but it gets done at the speed that your processing capacity is matching. Okay? So this means you refocus on your physical body. This means you refocus on your breathing, your heartbeat, like you bring yourself here. And then you expand the moment. Okay? So now let's look at the second component. So the second extreme is time is moving too slow. So this is why people keep putting pressure on themselves to make something happen. You know, nothing's happening. I need to make something happen. What should it be? I need to make something happen. That creates so much pressure. Like if you think you're supposed to have a relationship, that's making it happen. Like there's all this pressure about I should be having it and I'm not. Or you think you're supposed to be generating more income. I should be having it, but I'm not. Or you think you're supposed to be healthier or somehow more fulfilled or more spiritually connected. I should, but I'm not. As soon as we go there, that is actually also scarcity-based perception, and that's related to time moving too slow because it feels like whatever you should be, you're not there yet. Okay? This is also why people mentally try to figure it out and then force themselves into action that is not soul aligned. This is a pretty common thing in human condition here, right? When instead of like, oh, I don't know what to do, let me think about it, let me figure it out, and then I'm going to force whatever I just come up with into reality. When the more beneficial way, of course, would be, I don't know what to do, so let me ask. Let me ask the universe. Let me get science, something to respond to. Let some magic happen in my life. While I'm choosing to be proactive, I'm going to do some research and this and that, but I'm going to stay open to the possibilities. Okay? So this is the mental level overriding time, making the time actually slow down more instead of the thing that you want to speed it up, okay? If you feel that nothing is happening and you want time to move, like you want something to happen, like let's say you're looking for a new job and no matter what your research is, you can't seem to find like anything. Or you're looking to purchase a house and no house is appearing. Or you're internally ready for a relationship and even though you seem to be out there and dating and nothing's happening. Or you want to meditate and connect to your soul guides and somehow, no matter how much you meditate, you diligently sit there and do your part, but nothing is happening. So, if that is the case, that means that what you need to do is clear the space for whatever you want to happen, happen. And I know it sounds like, oh, but I already cleared the space. All I want is this thing. No. If time is moving too slow, that means space is not cleared, guaranteed. But what it's clogged up with does not always have to be directly related to the thing you want. So, like, let's say if you want a relationship, it does not mean that you need to clear relationship stuff in order to get a relationship. If you want a career or if you're a business owner and you want your business to progress, it does not always mean you need to clear up something specific about your career search or your business. It could be many other things. But whatever those things are energetically, they send a message to the universe that you don't have the space. And time only moves perceptionally where there is space. Okay? So this means that you need to finish what is unfinished. Whatever in your life is unfinished. That could be something as simple as file some papers that you've been avoiding filing, or make the call that you know you need to make, or organize that closet finally instead of every time bumping into something and the shelf is crooked and you can't find anything, or get rid of the relationship that you know is sucking your energy so that you can finally go and find the relationship that actually works, which could be friendship too. Or if you're a business owner, maybe it's about finally reach out to somebody that you maybe were too scared to do, or make this video, or, you know, put that post up, or whatever it is. Any kind of an action that you intuitively kind of know that needs to get done, but you're like, eh, no, not doing it. But you sort of know it needs to, like it's pulling on you and kind of nagging, nagging, nagging in there in the back of your mind. Those things clog up the space, so then time does not move. So if you want to create something and it's not happening, look around. What do you need to clear out? What is clogging up your space? Okay? So remember that if you want time to respond to you, you need to fall in love with time. And this is because this is a universal law, actually, that you cannot change a situation if you resist it, avoid it, fear it, or hate it. It's not possible. So you have to bring love energy into it. Just think about it. If you're resisting something and, oh, I wish it was different, I want to change it, but you're resisting dealing with it, or if you're avoiding it altogether, you're not even going there, so you're not even trying. Or maybe you're afraid of it, so because of it, your fear is the thing that's clogging up your field. Or you hate it, like, oh, I just hate it so much, I want it different. Well, if you hate it, you cannot have it different, because that means you haven't learned something, that's why you're hating. So you always have to bring love in first. So whatever you're relationship to the thing is that's not working needs to be cleared up by the love energy being there as the main frequency. And other things could be there in the background, of course, but that should be the main thing. Now you can truly influence time, okay? One of the most common time sabotages is avoidance. So are you clear about what you need to focus on in your life? Like, are you concentrating your energy at the right places? Or are you distracting yourself with, like, whatever is going on? We intuitively always know what is that right place to focus. It could be your health and you're avoiding dealing with it. It could be dealing with your marriage and you're avoiding focusing on some signs you've been seeing that kind of need to be addressed. It could be something about your business or your office work if you have a career. Like, whatever those things are, it could be spiritual too. You know, there's something that, let's say, you know, like, oh, I need to really apply this. I need to maybe create a diligent tactic of showing up every day and doing this even for 15 minutes, or journaling every night before I go to bed to unload things from my being and create intention for the next in the morning, maybe. Like, if you notice that, well, those are things I kind of always wanted to do, but I'm not, you're avoiding them because your soul is trying to send you the message, right? And if we don't listen, then we end up sabotaging time. And because of this, things we want do not happen, no matter how hard we try, because we're trying going in circles instead of going towards the thing that we actually want, okay? Like, are you eating well? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you avoiding dealing with something that is pulling on you or kind of nagging on you? A lot of times, we know, like, oh, yeah, I need to make that call. Oh, yeah, I need to return this thing to my neighbor. Or, yeah, I need to check this thing in the car, this light that kept coming up. Well, deal with it. Like, actually go do that. Return that thing to the neighbor. Check that thing in your car. It's important. It all seem like those things are kind of like, yeah, whatever. But these little intuitive things you get, that's energetically pulling on you to tell you that you are sabotaging time. We only have so much time in this body in each incarnation. So you do not want to squander it on avoiding things that if you get them done, time can move for you and amazing things can happen for you. Okay? So if you're avoiding dealing with something by activities that are detrimental to you, that's also not good, obviously. So that could be like getting caught in the social media or watching the news and dramatizing everything or worrying about something that you have no influence about and choose not to do anything about. See, this is how the universe works. If you want to be applying energy into something, then go apply it. You have the right to do it anywhere you wish. So if, let's say, you care about something that's going on in the world and it's important to you, and you worry about it, and you feel about it, and you watch, I don't know, some programs about it, or you follow it on social media. If you don't do anything about other than just watching it, it's actually negative for you. It does nothing for you. All it does is actually detrimental because it's adding your energy to the drama of it. Which means if you're choosing to focus on something that's somehow negative or painful, then make sure that you're doing something about it. That doing something could be, I'm going to choose to donate money. I'm going to choose to volunteer. I'm going to choose to every night sit there for 10 minutes and consciously intend on some, I don't know, peace energy or beautiful healing light or whatever for this problem. And I'm going to do this for the next 10 days or 2 weeks. Okay, now you're doing something. And if you do that, you will notice that you're actually not so interested in this addictive way to, oh, I gotta see what new thing happened, because it wouldn't matter so much because you already done whatever was pulling on you and now you can actually move on. So be honest with yourself if there are some things like that. So put some control parameters on and apply energy correctly. So either do something about it or stop draining your energy through incorrect focus, okay? Always look at the root of the problem. Like, why am I avoiding it? Why am I focusing on this thing that I know is not good? Like, let's say, watching Netflix for 8 hours or something. Okay, that's not good. That's like, doesn't matter what you're watching. It's still not good because it's too long. So then, why are you doing it? What are you avoiding? Or eating the food you know is really not good for you and goes against whatever your other, you know, let's say, desires. Why are you eating that food? Look for what the cause is. It's not about using your willpower to stop yourself. It's about looking for the cause and resolving it by action so that you can move time in the right direction. Okay? All distraction, all confusion, or lack of clarity, all of those things, that's avoidance. Okay? So look at the cause. Look at the why. Distraction, confusion. If you notice, you get confused a lot. Like, oh, I just don't know. I don't know. That's just self-created thing in order not to act because you're avoiding. Okay. So finish what must be finished. Let go of what must be let go of and focus on what must be looked at. Those are the three things. Finish, let go, and focus where you need to be putting that focus. So this means that to influence time, you need to combine the linear time and this kind of a fluid spherical time perception into one unit. And I'm going to teach more about that in a spotlight. So someone that is limited in the linear 3D time perception will not be able to influence the time. So if somebody is like very rigid and kind of like a clock internally, they will not be able to influence the time. They will be slave of time. They will just have to deal with the time as it's presented to them. Someone who's refusing to be in the linear time also cannot influence time. So if you're the other extreme like this, that just says, well, I just want everything to just be as it is and be always my way and whatever, kind of like refuse to deal with the linear schedules and anything like that, and maybe always late or forget about appointments and so on. That's like not wanting to have the linear time in your life. That also means you cannot influence. It's still here. This planet has linear time. So it's going to then control you instead of you being in mastery of it. Okay? So how do you combine those two perceptions? The linear one and this spherical non-linear one. There are three ways. Way number one is you cultivate gratitude. Okay? Gratitude is a form of love. So when you're grateful for what happened or what didn't happen yet, but you're grateful for it ahead of time, this is how you influence time. Number two, it's to have a resilient attitude towards life. That means that, you know, if not, you kind of got knocked down, you can get back up, right? Like you bounce back instead of dreading and collapsing. Instead of cataloging all the things that go wrong or went wrong, you or can go wrong. You know, you can start looking at, well, what can go right, or what did go right, what is going right. Because when we focus on what can go wrong or did or is going wrong, that's, we're creating more of that. So if you want to influence time to go towards the things that you would like to create that go right for you, that means you need to ahead of time focus on that. And that means have a resilient attitude about kind of coming back up after something difficult that happened as soon as possible. You know, like get back on a horse if you fell off the horse. It's not a problem that you fell off. We all fall off. But how fast you can get back on makes a difference in how much you can influence time. Okay. And the third one is expanding your energy range. So this is what we will talk more about in the spotlight. All right. So I will see you in the spotlight.